You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. We're going to talk cannabis now. Massachusetts legalized marijuana in 2016 by a slim margin, less than 4%. And a big piece of the promise was equity in the industry. Now, the State Cannabis Control Commission has just met a deadline to deliver a host of new rules and regulations that were designed to do equity better, fix some major flaws in the current system based on a law signed in 2022. But there's more to do, especially around a thing called social consumption. And they're also in turmoil themselves. Now, in a minute, we will hear from Ava Callender Concepcion, who took over as acting chair of the commission after Chair Shannon O'Brien was suspended last month. But first, to set things up for us a little, we're bringing back Matt Stout, State House reporter for the Boston Globe. Hey there, Matt.
Hey, how are you?
Great, thanks. So, Matt, quick first, what is going on at the Cannabis Control Commission? Give us a brief rundown of the situation there, please.
Yeah, so at the moment, at least they have an acting chair, as we know, in Commissioner Concepcion. But there's also a court date tomorrow that might provide some more clarity on what's happening with the regular chair, Shannon O'Brien, who several weeks ago was suspended by the state treasurer, who appointed her to the board, at least to the commission, about a year ago. So that is hanging over the commission because that could determine whether the chair returns that court case or not, given that there's accusations sort of flying on both sides about what's actually at play here and why Shannon O'Brien was suspended in the first place. So that is sort of this cloud that is kind of, at least for the last several weeks, and perhaps, you know, longer, kind of has hung over the commission and its work.
So, Matt, basically at its heart, the current state treasurer, Deb Goldberg, has said that the suspension with pay was the result of internal employee complaints and an investigation. The countersuit from Shannon O'Brien has said, based on the law, it was not legal for Deb Goldberg to do what she did. That's where we are right now. Is that correct? Okay, I think we lost Matt Stout again, so I'm just going to finish setting this up, and then we're going to go straight to the acting commissioner. The last piece is that there's some unfinished business here. One of the things passed in the 2016 law was social consumption sites. Think of those as cafes, for example, where one can use. The Cannabis Control Commission decided to roll that out over time. Well, it's time. And so now, while this turmoil is happening, the Cannabis Control Commission has just wrapped up on some important work, but now has this work in front of us. With all of that in mind, we have with us in Studio 2B, Ava Callender Concepcion, who is the acting chair now of the Massachusetts Cannabis Control Commission. Commissioner, welcome.
Thank you so much. Good morning, and thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. Honestly, there's been so much churn. What would you like me to call you?
You can call me Ava.
Okay, for this conversation, I will. And this is a big job, Ava. You were suddenly thrust into it last month, first for like a week and a half just to get through some rules, and Now into November. It is a lot on your shoulders. How is it going?
Well, I will say, I've been a commissioner now since January of 2021. So I was appointed by then Attorney General Maura Healey, who's now our governor. But I'm the Attorney General's appointee to the Cannabis Control Commission. And that experience up to this point has really given me a lot of knowledge and experience that makes this sort of I've worked on every portion of the regulations that were voted on in the last 2 weeks. So I'm prepared. I didn't know that this would come. I didn't know that we would need an acting chair, but the work continues.
So just for listeners to understand, there was Steve Hoffman, there was Sarah Kim, there was Shannon O'Brien, now yes. You. That is not as many as sometimes we might see, but still quite a number of people. That's all within the last few years. What's your job over these next few weeks? Is it stability? Is it execution of some key decisions? How do you think about your role while you are acting chair of the Cannabis Control Commission?
So a few things. The Cannabis Control Commission, at the commission level, it's five different commissioners. And there have been really two concrete iterations of that. So there's still, you know, Commissioner Camargo, Commissioner Stebbins, and Commissioner Roy, who are still there, continue to be there, and have been appointed for five-year terms, each of them. But my role right now is seeing the regulations through. This is something that's really important to the work. It's at the core of my function as a commissioner. I come from the State House. I was an attorney for several years in the Senate. But I came here to really do the work and make sure that we're following through on our mandate. So the Cannabis Control Commission voted unanimously for me to be acting chair at least until November 9th, which is the implementation date for Chapter 180. And that's that huge equity cannabis bill that was passed last fall.
All right. So the key thing there that I want to zero in on, Commissioner, and again, we're with the acting commissioner of the Massachusetts Cannabis Control Board. Excuse me, acting chair, you are a commissioner, Ava Callender Concepcion, is these host community agreements, which,
yes.
And we've covered this extensively on the show in the past, but not everybody listens every day, right? And at issue predominantly was the amount of money that cities and towns were charging to businesses that wanted to open to kind of cover the costs, the impact costs.
Right.
And those were high. Mm-hmm. And the idea was to create a set of guidelines that would make sure that what cities and towns charged businesses were in line with what the ancillary impact costs to those cities and towns would be.
That's right.
All right. So what have you put in place that makes sure that's what's going to happen now?
So the original law before Chapter 180 was passed required municipalities to provide really documentation of the impact fees, those fees that hosting a cannabis entity brings to that municipality. But what we've learned over the last few years is that these MEs, these marijuana entities, these even the MTCs, medical entities as well, were not receiving documentation or receipts for those fees. And the original law maxed that at 3%. But what we saw happening in a lot of the host community agreements was that was sort of the standard being applied.
So you just had to pay 3%.
You just had to pay 3%.
Whether the city or town really needed 3%.
Exactly. Regardless of if the actual impact was 3%. So now, currently, under the new law and under the regulations that we finalized in the last 2 weeks, what is required is an itemized receipt of that actual impact, and that the licensees who are cannabis operators receive that. Yeah. And then follow through and pay it.
And why should that matter from an equity standpoint? I could imagine a listener saying, why shouldn't cities and towns get as much as they can from a business that wants to open in their community, especially given that it was still pretty controversial when legal marijuana was passed by ballot measure back in 2016?
I think that's a reasonable response to have, but I think it's also, we know a lot now, a lot more than we knew back in 2018 when the first cannabis operators opened their doors. What we know is that there's a lot of economic impact and the positive that comes with hosting one of these marijuana entities. And that's in the form of job creation, that's in the form of revenue, that's in the form of taxes, so on and so forth. So there's a lot of positivity that is brought to these communities that decide to host cannabis establishments. And you probably are aware of this, but in the last I think September was our most recent numbers, we've hit the $5.14 billion mark in gross sales in this state alone. And this year alone, so we haven't even completed this year, but it's at $1.4 billion in gross sales. So that's saying something. There's a lot of impact here. We're the highest grossing crop in the Commonwealth. So there's a lot.
I'm just going to check with you. You said 5.4 and 1.4. Which number did you mean?
5.14 total.
Mm-hmm. Total.
Since 2018.
Got it. Thank you.
$1.4 billion
this year
and the year 2023.
We're here with the acting chair of the Massachusetts Cannabis Control Commission, Ava Callender Concepcion. All right, in our remaining time, now, the next step, these social consumption sites. And
yes,
this is essentially the cafe or the bar or the hangout where you come and you can consume on site. Mm-hmm. And the thought has been that it costs less to open one. Given that it's federally illegal still to have marijuana, it can be very difficult for businesses of color, equity, license recipients to get the capital they need to open a business. So the thought was that social consumption sites are key to the equity component here in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. Where are we on regulations?
So they're currently being developed. There's a working group that consists of Commissioner Stebbins and Commissioner Camargo, who are working towards those regulations. I will say that that is something that was conceptualized from the first iteration of the Cannabis Control Commission when those first regulations were developed. It actually included a social consumption as being a license type, but it will be one of those license types, just like our delivery licenses, that are exclusively available to social equity participants. So those are people who either have gone through our program, the social equity program, or people who have been designated as economic empowerment applicants. And they are the only participants who will be able to have that license type. So the hope is that it creates another avenue to enter this industry that we know is really can be really positive for a lot of people. But the other thing is, and this is something that was also incorporated in Chapter 180, we've advocated for the creation of the Social Equity Fund. And that's something that's getting up off the ground, even though it's not in our wheelhouse. It's something that's outside of the commission. But there will be revenue. There's capital. There's access there for equity participants as well.
So we have 30 seconds left. In that time, I have two more questions for you. Do you have reason to believe that Shannon O'Brien will return as commissioner?
I do not know. And I mean that in the most honest way, shape, or form possible. That's something that's separate and outside of my jurisdiction and authority as a commissioner. So that's completely up to the court at this point and the appointing authority.
And if she doesn't, are you interested in becoming the chair full time?
I would have to think about it. But, you know, I'm doing the job. Whatever comes my way, I think the most important thing is that we have a stable agency that's able to provide what we're mandated to do for the Commonwealth.
Ava Callender Concepcion is acting chair of the Massachusetts Cannabis Control Commission, long-term member since 2021. Thank you so much for joining us today on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.